You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I don't understand why it is that the thought that the president gets to control everything can outweigh Congress's clear authority and duty to protect the people in this way.
How did she ever get confirmed or even was in the mix for a nomination for the Supreme Court? That is KBJ Contenti Brown Jackson. There was an interesting case about presidential powers that went before the court today. Ilya Shapiro is back with us, Senior Fellow and Director of Constitutional Studies at the Manhattan Institute. Ilya, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just finished writing an op-ed about this case that we're going to talk about. That'll be in the New York Post tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. All right. Explain what's at play here with these arguments. And is this another one of those situations where the court has kind of tipped its hand and we sort of know what's going to happen in the decision?
They tipped their hand back in the spring when they paused a lower court ruling involving a different appointee who was fired and was challenging that removal. So the issue here is, does the president get to remove heads of so-called independent agencies? And the theory isn't that complicated. We have three branches of government looking to, you know, ninth grade the little jingle on TV that dating myself there, Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
I love those.
So every part of government has to be either part of the executive branch, which the president heads up, the legislative branch, which is Congress, or the judicial branch, which is the Supreme Court. And yet we have all of these alphabet agencies. The one that was discussed in the argument today is the Federal Trade Commission. But whether you're talking about the National Labor Relations Board, the Federal Communications Commission, we can go on all day. It's all we talk about inside the Beltway here around D.C. And if the president doesn't control those appointments, can't remove them, because he wants to go with someone who's more aligned with his policies, say, then what part of government is this agency in? Because we only have three. Congress can't create a fourth. And that's what this ultimately comes down to. There's a 90-year-old precedent where the Supreme Court allowed restrictions on presidential control over these agency heads because it said then the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, had a quasi-legislative and a quasi-judicial function in addition to the executive one. Well, whatever was going on in 1935, now the way that these agencies operate are clearly part of the executive branch and the president should be able to control them, goes the argument, and I think a clear majority of the court is going to go that way.
So here's Brett Kavanaugh.
I want to give you a chance to deal with the hard hypothetical. When both houses of Congress and president are controlled by the same party, them creating a lot of these independent agencies with or extending some of the current independent agencies into these kinds of situations so as to thwart future presidents of the opposite party.
So I don't even know what the hell he said there. Maybe you'll have to help me with that, Ilya, but he was kind of offering a hypothetical, wasn't he?
Yeah, and, you know, Kavanaugh is definitely one to look at, and Chief Justice Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, and they were deeply skeptical of the challenger's argument that there needs to be some insulation from presidential control.
So how does this apply to this Federal Reserve case? Because I'm reading that some of this has relation to a case that might be heard in January as well. Can you explain that?
Right. So it looks like, and again, that little emergency action that the court took back in the spring that I mentioned earlier, it was only two paragraphs, wasn't a full opinion, but they did say at the time that the Federal Reserve may well be different. And during argument that came up this morning, as well as so-called Article I courts, that is the courts in the armed forces, tax courts, patent and intellectual property courts, these specialized bodies that are part of that Congress created. They're not part of the judiciary. But the Article I courts do exercise a judicial power, so we can see how that might be different. And the Federal Reserve, I don't know how they're exactly going to phrase it, but that's everybody's big concern. So it doesn't look like the Federal Reserve will be affected by this decision. And that's why the case that's being argued next month, the Cook case, the removal of Lisa Cook, the President Trump isn't even saying that he has the power to remove Federal Reserve members for any reason. He's alleging fraud, that she engaged in shenanigans in some home mortgage applications,
right,
and therefore is unfit to be on the body that regulates banks.
On the 90-year case from 90-year, is that what's referred to as Humphrey's executor?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So because I've heard that term and it's been just a little confusing to me, but that's...
It's a weird scenario. So this guy Humphreys was appointed to the FTC and then that was rescinded and he died while the litigation was pending. And so they wanted back pay. They couldn't obviously reinstate him since he died. So they wanted back pay with a ruling that he was improperly removed. And ultimately that's what the court did.
All right. So is there a case that's coming before the court that deals with the birthright citizenship issue?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That'll be next term, probably.
Oh, not till next term. Okay.
They just granted it.
Got
last
it.
Week, which means, depending on how briefing goes, this probably won't be... They probably don't want to expedite the briefing, but it could be. I mean, they could set it for have a special session in April or something, like they've done with a couple of cases in recent years. So it could be still this term, but more likely it'll be next term. And again, the issue is whether The president had an executive order getting rid of citizenship upon birth in the United States for kids of illegal aliens and those who are here temporarily on tourist visas and the like. And there's the constitutional question, and then there's also the practical one. Even if the Constitution doesn't require it, our laws are set up that way. That's been our practice for over 100 years. So maybe Congress could do it, but not the president acting alone.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
That's the outline of the argument.
Complicated one. There's no doubt about that. Ilya Shapiro back with us this afternoon. Then the Supreme Court also cleared the way for Texas to use their new map. Is that something that is significant, and will it play in other states, or is every state situation different?
Every state is factually different. I mean, the opinions here coming out of the three-judge district court in Texas are very fact-bound, both the majority and the dissent. But what the court is effectively doing is, for practical purposes, they didn't want to have a scenario where California was allowed to redistrict for the Democrats' benefit. Texas was not allowed to redistrict for the Republicans' benefit. And I think this whole line of review of districting is going to change once the court rules on a case that it heard argument on back in October regarding of the proper use of race in districting. I think they're going to throw up their hands and say, okay, yeah, if there's a smoking gun saying that you're racially discriminatory, that's one thing, but just drawing districts and then saying, you know, you haven't used race enough to carve out a majority-minority district or something like that, we're not going to entertain that. And once they make a decision like that, as the conventional wisdom suggests they will, then these sorts of challenges to the redistricting of the kind that the lower court blocked in Texas, they will go away.
Let me take you off the court just briefly and onto Israel and anti-Semitism. You know, I just had Josh Hammer on, and you guys know each other pretty well. It's stunning to me. Whenever Josh is on, he retweets, you know, the segments. And I cannot believe some of the responses, the anti-Semitic responses that are on just, you know, his posts about the audio from my show. I'm just stunned by it when I read what people say. There was a piece that was in the Wall Street Journal the other day that said pro-Hamas students aren't the source of campus anti-Semitism. Administrators have to look at the root cause: faculty who have politicized their academic programs and departments. And that's got to be true, and we document this all the time, but that's kind of an interesting take, considering the pro-Hamas demonstrations and all that is what really gets the attention. But it's some of these professors and people behind the scenes that are pushing a lot of this stuff.
Well, it's both things can be true. And in fact, three things can be true: the professors, the students, and the administrators who craft the DEI trainings. You know, DEI administrators are some of the most anti-Semitic people in the country in general, based on these surveys, even more than the average faculty member. So, yeah, there are problems everywhere, including the admissions office. How did all of these students get in? Well, there must be a problem there, too.
Excellent. All right, Ilya, thank you so much for joining me on this Monday. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Take care. That's Ilya Shapiro with us this afternoon. Let me read a little bit from that Wall Street Journal piece. I didn't do this on Friday. We had the roundtable, but they kind of bring the receipts and the goods here just a little bit. Over the past few years, departments on more than 100 campuses have issued statements swearing to the Palestinian cause, many of them explicitly endorsing anti-Zionist activism and anti-Israel boycotts. Even among the schools most popular with Jewish students, more than half hosted events sponsored by academic departments that featured pro-boycott speakers last year alone. The worst offenders, this will come as no surprise, Harvard, 44 events, Georgetown, 43 events, Columbia University, 36, UC Berkeley, 25, New York University, 22, and the University of Chicago, 22. So the point of this piece in the journal was, if you work in a university, you are likely to see a constant stream of anti-Israel vitriol from academics. The person who wrote this is from the University of California, some professors from there, Santa Cruz, UCSC, and they said that of the 28 events that some 20 departments have sponsored since October 7th, they featured speakers bitterly hostile to Israel. They talked about something that happened at that school earlier this year that the Department of Education, not the Department of Education, but the Education Department at Santa Cruz put on, which urged prospective early childhood teachers to bring, quote, an anti-Zionist commitment to kindergarten classrooms. The Campus Institute of the Arts and Sciences, despite its genteel title, hosted a 7-week anti-Israel exhibit produced by Al-Haq, which the Israeli government says has links to the Liberation of Palestine and the group that is also another terrorist group. It's Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine is the full name, PFLP. So they get into the real details here of how, and we focus on this, and Ilya's right on DEI. This is what they push in some of this stuff. So the people who wrote this in the journal, we might be able to get some of these people on the air, because I thought that was interesting when they ran down the numbers. 344. Don't forget, Sue's off today. We got a Monday edition of Sue's News with Ethan coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.